another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America. The second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Thank you for joining us. You can join us here live at 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Kind of a humbling thing I've got to do as a continuation of the beginning of our discussion with TrueCrypt in the last hour is to say that I learned something from a listener that I should have known.
What?
That I missed.
You learned? Wait a minute. Dr. You know Dave, what? You learned stuff?
No. Well, let me tell you this, too. I mean,
I didn't know that.
This is a thing I should have known. Yeah, I mean, I learn stuff all the time from all kinds of sources, but this is something that I should have known and didn't. This is as of, you know, like the middle of May. And so I want to thank David for bringing it up with his question. And then he followed up his email question with another email saying, this is what I meant, and I had to go look. So it is. It's very humbling. I should have known this. I'm embarrassed. But it's a great opportunity for us to talk about it because it's critically important. And it's interesting because...
All those cracks that you talked about were hoaxes, I'm guessing, right?
No.
Is that what it was?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. In fact, May 14th, TrueCrypt on their website said, we're done with TrueCrypt. It is not secure. Stop using it. Here's how you... switch over to Microsoft's BitLocker program, the built-in encryption for versions of Windows from Vista on. And it's interesting, because if you go to the TrueCrypt.org website, it looks like it's been cracked, like it's not real. But it is real. And, I mean, it's not Israel, but it is real. And I don't know, man. It's interesting because some guys in Switzerland have picked up. They call it a fork because it is exactly.
I know about those things.
What it sounds like.
Yep.
You know, you've got a project that moves forward over the years, as TrueCrypt has. And some guys, oftentimes the original folks associated with the program will stop for whatever reason. And then other developers will pick it up on a different kind of branch, a tangential development, and that's what's happened with TrueCrypt now. And we'll follow up and get the details of that fork for you on another show. But what's happened is TrueCrypt has just stopped development. And now what they've said, and this is, David, I don't know. Well, first I can say, if the TrueCrypt guys say you need to stop using TrueCrypt, my tendency would be to take them at their word. However, being a guy that's been working in this business for 25 years or more, and seeing things happen and the way things happen, and especially nowadays. I mean, to me, this is suspiciously similar to some of the guys that in the last couple of years have taken down their secure email servers. Because and I don't know that this is the case, but I do suspect this. Federal government has said, you must provide us a back door. Because your product can be used for criminal enterprise. If you do not do it, we will put you in jail. And they're confronted either with doing it or going to jail. Or stopping the development. And there have been a couple of folks pardon me, a couple of folks that have had really neat projects for secure email that literally just shut down the servers because they didn't like the choice. They either had to provide the back door or go to jail, potentially. And so they just shut the service down. And I respect that decision. I think it's got to be an incredibly difficult decision to make. But I respect that decision. Now, I don't know that that's what the guys at TrueCrypt have done. I do suspect that that's what's happened. And one of the reasons I suspect it is because they don't tell you why they did it. They don't get into the details. And one of the reasons that guys don't get into the details is because they're told if you tell people what's going on, you will go to jail.
It's a pseudo gag order.
So you are in an incredibly...
Or not pseudo, it is a gag order.
No, it is. It's a de facto gag order. And again, I have to say, there's an incredible amount of supposition going on my part here. But I'm confident that it's quite likely. But I don't know. I do not know. But it has all the earmarks of that. It has all the earmarks of that. Now, you know, it's interesting because they kind of give you a little bit of a teaser as to why. But this just makes me even more suspicious on the TrueCrypt.org website, where they say we've stopped supporting it after Microsoft stopped supporting Windows XP, which sounds like there's a correlation. Well, except that they stopped supporting it with Mac OS, and they also stopped supporting it on Linux. Well, it has nothing to do with Windows XP. So it just some very interesting appearances. Again, I do not know what the situation is. But if you are a TrueCrypt user, here's the deal. Using TrueCrypt is not secure as it may contain unfixed security issues. That's what they say. So if that's what they say, then you just have to assume that they know what they're talking about. Now, that doesn't mean, I've seen reports that on the Internet TrueCrypt is harmful. Well, now, harmful is a different sort of word. Unsecure is one meaning, harmful is another. It is not actively harmful. It doesn't destroy files. It does not infect your computer. It just simply doesn't do what it's purported to do in terms of being secure. So in that situation, you want to stop using it. It's really an unfortunate thing. And because the biggest benefit for TrueCrypt was that it was known to not contain a backdoor. And that was a huge benefit to people. That was a huge additional feeling of security. You know, when you're dealing with a security product that is known to have a backdoor, then you know. And you've just simply got to count on human beings' integrity, which is a very difficult thing to count on, for security. So, I don't know. Don't have an alternative for you at this point. I mean, there's all kinds of encryption programs, but none without a backdoor that I'm aware of. We'll be back with more right after this.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, where Dave actually answers your questions. Back after this.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick,
but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.